Hello, this is Gerard Crispin with Thought for the Day from the Bible. We're looking at the Psalms, and today we're looking at Psalm 64. Here is Psalm 64. For the director of music, a Psalm of David. Hear me, O God, as I voice my complaint. Protect my life from the threat of the enemy. Hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, from that noisy crowd of evildoers. They sharpen their tongues like swords and aim their words like deadly arrows. They shoot from ambush at the innocent man. They shoot at him suddenly without fear. They encourage each other in evil plans. They talk about hiding their snares. They say, "Who will see them?" They plot injustice and say, "We have devised a perfect plan." Surely the mind and heart of man are cunning. But God will shoot them with arrows. Suddenly they will be struck down. He will turn their own tongues against them and bring them to ruin. All who see them will shake their heads in scorn. All mankind will fear. They will proclaim the works of God and ponder what he has done. Let the righteous rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. Let all the upright in heart praise him. The title for this today is From Prayer to Praise. Verses 1 to 4. The unseen advantage of David's facing deadly personal opposition is that it causes him to pray often to God from his heart. Difficult circumstances do not determine if we win or lose. Rather, how we deal with them before God is the key. David pleads with God to hear and hide him from enemy threat. A wicked and noisy crowd of evildoers conspire to take his life. Their tongues are like swords and words like deadly arrows. They fearlessly look to shoot real arrows at innocent David in a sudden ambush. Verses 5 to 6. David's violent foes plan as an evil team to hide snares to trap him when no one can see them. These wicked, cunning men set their minds and hearts on an unjust and perfect plan to kill him. I know a couple of keen Christian workers who were threatened physically because they were related to men who the gang hated. It was hard for them. They trusted in God, and he looked after them. Verses 7 to 9. Brutal and savage aggressors forget that God sees it all and hears it all. The Bible says, "The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good." Proverbs 15:3. He misses nothing, and he needs no video cameras nor witnesses. He knows. He will judge all sinners unless they repent and turn to Jesus to save them. He bore the sins of such sinners when punished on the cross for them. God's wrath on these wicked men will be far worse than any damage they plan for David. God's arrows of judgment will strike them suddenly. Ruin awaits them. They will incriminate themselves. Others, seeing what they are, will scorn them. They will suffer. The Bible says God is full of wrath on sin. He will judge all for their sins unless, in humble repentance, they turn from their sins to Jesus. It is wise to fear God's wrath on sin. One day, sinners will proclaim how God has worked to punish them. Too late, they will ponder what God has done as judge. Best to thank God now that Jesus died to save you as your Saviour. Ask for God's pardon. Receive Jesus into your heart. Verse 10. Those who know God's forgiveness in Christ are counted as being righteous because Jesus' righteousness is counted as theirs. They rejoice in him and take refuge in him. They receive upright hearts and praise the Lord. Are you one of them yet? If not, why not? God bless you.